is the biggest aircraft order in Qantas history. It includes 12 Airbus A350-1000 jets specifically designed for long-haul flight.
And what we need to do to deal with changes.
Never before has the aviation industry witnessed such a cold and simultaneous withdrawal. Emirates, KLM and Qantas, the world's three leading airlines, simultaneously announced their abandonment of Boeing, the name that was once the pride of American technology. They did not just withdraw in silence. They openly exposed the terrifying truths that Boeing had tried to hide for many years. In fact, these three giants of the sky were willing to accept losses of up to tens of billions of dollars just to get rid of Boeing. What made the world's three leading airlines no longer put their trust in Boeing? Let's find out the truth in today's video. Over the past three decades, Emirates, KLM, and Qantas have been considered Boeing's most loyal and key partners. Boeing is more than just an aircraft supplier. It has been the backbone of the fleet development strategies of the world's three leading airlines. The 777, 747, and 737 have flown across oceans, expanding their influence and establishing iconic routes. But then everything changed. In less than a year, the three giants simultaneously withdrew, turned their backs on Boeing, and signed contracts worth tens of billions of dollars with Airbus. At the end of 2023, at the Dubai Air Show, the largest aviation event in the Middle East, and also the home ground of Emirates, the entire aviation industry was stunned. Emirates suddenly announced an order for 65 new generation wide-body aircraft from Airbus, including 50 A350-900s and 15 A330-900neos. Each A350-900 costs about $317 million, and each A330-900neo costs about $259 million. The total list price of this order is estimated at more than $24 billion. And even with discounts applied, the actual value still fluctuates between $14 and $18 billion. Emirates isn't just about people, it's also the king of air cargo. And now it's also choosing the Airbus A350 freighter to expand its cargo fleet, completely bypassing the Boeing 777-8F, which hasn't even left the drawing board yet. Emirates is not the only airline to pull out of its contract with Boeing. On September 25th, 2023, Air France KLM put Boeing on the defensive. A contract worth nearly $18 billion, including 50 Airbus A350s variants, A350-900, and A350-1000, along with purchase rights for 40 more, was signed. This is the first time that KLM, once Boeing's European icon, has switched its entire wide-bodied fleet to Airbus. From 2026, the A350 Warriors will gradually replace the 777 and 787 across the European and intercontinental fleet. Although Airbus and Air France KLM did not announce the exact value of the contract, the listed prices include A350-900 costs about $317 million unit, A350-1000 costs about $366 million unit. Therefore, 50 A350s could be worth up to $17 and $18 billion. The total investment package is over $24 billion, in the next 7 to 10 years. Previously in 2022, Qantas announced the biggest ambition in the history of commercial aviation project Sunrise, 20-hour non-stop flights from Sydney to London and New York. The whole world is waiting for Boeing to launch a customized 777X fighter. But then, Qantas chose Airbus. The initial order was for 12 aircraft, later increased to 24, worth more than $6 billion at discounted valuations. Deliveries are expected to begin in late 2026, and commercial operations will begin in early 2027. The A350-1000ULR is specially designed for flights lasting up to 20 hours, with amenities such as a well-being zone for passengers to relax and reduce jet lag. It didn't stop there. Qantas removed Boeing from its domestic fleet, a decision once considered unthinkable. In December 2021, the airline announced the purchase of 28 Airbus A321XLRs to replace the legendary 737-800. At the same time, the airline ordered 29 more A220-300s to replace the Boeing 717, the aircraft that used to be the backbone of its short-haul domestic routes. And not stopping there, Qantas signed options to buy 94 more Airbus aircraft between 2024 and 2034. Qantas has ordered a total of 151 Airbus aircraft, one of the largest contracts in Australian aviation history. The biggest question is, why did Emirates, KLM and Qantas abandon Boeing, a partner that had flown them farther than anyone else? The answer lies in the lingering disappointment and collapse of confidence in Boeing. It all started with Emirates, the airline that was once considered Boeing's unofficial ambassador in the Middle East. In the past, Emirates has staked its future on the Boeing 777X, a model that has been promoted as the new king of the skies. This aircraft is designed as the perfect successor to the legendary Boeing 777, which helped airlines like Emirates build long-range operating empires from the Middle East to the globe. When Boeing introduced the 777X, they weren't just selling an airplane, they were selling a vision. The 777X is a wide body that can carry more passengers, fly farther, be more fuel efficient, and look like the future. For Emirates, it was the perfect fit. The airline has ordered 115 777X, including both the 777-8 and 777-9 variants, which it believes will be the backbone of its long-haul fleet for the next decade. It has placed its full faith in Boeing's commitment. Yet all Emirates has received in return for nearly a decade has been endless delays. Boeing initially planned to deliver the 777X in 2020, but the delivery date was pushed back to 2022, then to 2025. And to this day, no specific timeline has been confirmed. The reason is not only the pandemic, but also serious problems in Boeing's design and production. The 777X has yet to receive safety certification from the U.S. Federal Aviation Administration, FAA. A series of technical errors have been discovered: substandard emergency exit doors, unsafe wiring systems, and incomplete flight software. Meanwhile, internal reports show that the production line is unstable and the testing process is considered to be loose. All of this makes it impossible for Emirates, an airline renowned for its technical standards, to continue betting its fate on a product that exists only on paper. In October 2024, Sir Tim Clark, chairman of Emirates, became the first airline leader to publicly warn that Boeing's current financial situation could lead to bankruptcy protection if it does not quickly shore up its position. "I see an investment grade downgrade coming with a Chapter 11 bankruptcy on the horizon," he said. Boeing's delay has not only thrown Emirates' fleet modernization plans into disarray, it has also caused huge financial losses. Emirates must spend $6 billion to mend trust, with Boeing unable to deliver the 777X on time. Nearly 6 years behind schedule, Emirates is in a dilemma. Without new aircraft, the airline will face a shortage of operating capacity, leading to flight schedule delays and operational disruptions, and more worryingly, a decline in international reputation. Faced with that risk, the airline had no choice but to pour up to $6 billion to rescue the old 777-300ER fleet. The aircraft line, which had been in service for about 15 years, was forced to extend its operating life. The upgrade was not simple. Emirates had to overhaul its fleet, upgrading its engines and fuel systems, and refurbishing its cabin interiors to maintain the high standards that Emirates has come to expect. It was a choice that was necessary to maintain schedules, protect its brand, and retain passengers. And in the airline industry, maintaining an older fleet is always more expensive than operating a new generation of aircraft. Emirates spent decades conquering the skies with Boeing. But after too many delays and broken promises, the airline was forced to find a new path to reshape its future. Emirates' order for 65 Airbus aircraft, including 50 A350s, is not just a commercial deal, but a new roadmap for the airline's future. Emirates did not choose Airbus because they were angry with Boeing. They chose Airbus because Airbus does everything well that Boeing cannot. If Emirates was the first shock to Boeing, KLM was the most profound symbolic blow. KLM is willing to spend billions of dollars to convert its entire fleet from Boeing to Airbus. It is a complete blood transfusion of the operating structure, technical team, and maintenance system. KLM will have to retrain its pilots on Airbus aircraft, which is completely different from Boeing's operating philosophy. The airline will have to re-establish its entire technical maintenance system, change its simulator configuration, ground operations team, and strategic backup equipment. The cost of the transition is estimated to exceed $2 billion in the first 5 years. Why did KLM accept spending tens of billions of dollars just to leave Boeing? In an interview with NRC Handelsblad 2024, KLM chairwoman Marjan Rintel was candid. "We do not choose aircraft based on price or performance alone. We choose a manufacturer that can protect KLM's credibility with passengers, regulators, and all employees. And if that requires a major change, we are ready." In the aviation industry, everything can be quantified. Fuel costs, profits. But there is one immeasurable thing that is the most valuable asset: trust in the manufacturer. And Boeing, in KLM's eyes, has let that trust fall piece by piece. The 777X, which was supposed to be the new mainstay of long-haul flights, has yet to be certified to fly, despite being delayed by more than 6 years. The 737 MAX, which was supposed to replace the short-haul fleet, has been marred by catastrophic accidents and ethical crises. Two consecutive air tragedies. Lion Air 2018 and Ethiopian Airlines 2019 have made the world realize that Boeing prioritizes speed over safety. For a European airline under strict control from EASA and the Dutch government, manufacturing ethics are no longer an internal matter, but a matter of national honor. The 737 MAX is not just a problematic aircraft, but a symbol of an unmanageable media, legal, and social risk. Over the past 5 years, Boeing has been repeatedly cited in technical audit reports with an ever-growing list of defects, incorrectly installed rivets on dozens of Dreamliners, 787, electrical wires that do not meet insulation standards, posing a risk of short circuits, structural connection errors on the fuselage, causing many fuselage frames to be assessed as uneven, affecting the load-bearing structure. Keeping old Boeings may seem like a way to save money on capital expenditure, but in reality, it's like bleeding blood slowly every day. The Boeing 747 burns nearly twice as much fuel as the A350 on the same route. The 777-200ER is nearing its D-class deep maintenance overhaul. It needs a comprehensive airframe and electronics upgrade, costing tens of millions of dollars per plane. Operating an older fleet is not asset utilization, but rather increases technical risk, burns fuel costs, and breaks ESG commitments to investors and governments. KLM is not leaving Boeing out of anger. They are willing to spend tens of billions of dollars not to buy planes, but to buy back lost trust and operational stability. Qantas, Australia's national airline, was the final nail in the door of trust that Boeing once held. By deciding to replace its entire fleet with Airbus, Qantas is not only ending an era, it is also warning the world that Boeing is no longer a safe choice. At the 2023 Davos World Economic Forum, CEO Alan Joyce publicly criticized Boeing. "We can't plan for 20 years based on delayed promises. The choice of Airbus was driven by our cleaner, quieter, more economical program." In May 2025, Qantas grounded seven Boeing 787 Dreamliners due to issues related to improper maintenance procedures on a refueling unit. Although it did not pose a safety risk, the incident led to the cancellation and delay of many international flights, affecting hundreds of passengers. The three biggest customers, Emirates, KLM, and Qantas, have walked away from Boeing. And they didn't just pull orders. They sent a message: trust cannot be maintained by promises. Boeing's journey from the pinnacle of glory to the depths of crisis is not only a story about technology, but also a valuable lesson about corporate ethics and public trust. Boeing, from glorious symbol to broken wing. For decades, Boeing has been a symbol of the global aerospace industry, a beacon of technological prowess, global scale, and uncompromising reliability. But in less than a decade, that once glorious name has become the focus of suspicion crisis and a series of missteps. The cracks in Boeing's chain of crises began with the 737 MAX. On October 29th, 2018, Lion Air Flight 610 took off from Jakarta. 13 minutes later, it crashed into the Java Sea. All 189 people on board were killed. Less than 5 months later, on March 10th, 2019, Ethiopian Airlines Flight 302 took off from Addis Ababa on a clear morning. And just 6 minutes later, the plane crashed into a field, killing 157 people. Two terrible accidents, exactly 132 days apart, two different airlines, two different continents, but the same type of aircraft, Boeing 737 MAX 8, the latest generation aircraft promoted by Boeing as the most modern, safe, and economical in history. The world froze. Then the truth dawned. It wasn't pilot error, nor was it the weather. It was a line of programming code called MCAS. MCAS, Maneuvering Characteristics Augmentation System, is a system that Boeing quietly put into the 737 MAX to deal with an aerodynamic weakness. MCAS is programmed to automatically push the plane's nose down if a sensor detects that the nose is too high. But in both crashes, the sensor failed and gave a false signal. MCAS activated repeatedly, pushing the plane down despite the pilot's efforts to regain control. What is scary, MCAS, is not mentioned in the flight manual. Pilots are not trained to turn off or disable MCAS. It was a hidden system that controlled the fate of hundreds of people, of which the flight crew was completely unaware. There is no room for error in aviation. Every screw, every line of code, every engineering decision must be built on a foundation of absolute safety. But Boeing traded that trust to save training time. They didn't want airlines to spend money retraining pilots from 737NG to 737 MAX. They were afraid of losing their competitive advantage with Airbus A320neo, so they chose to hide MCAS. Immediately after the second crash, countries took action. China was the first to suspend its entire 737 MAX fleet, followed by Europe, then the US, despite the FAA's initial denials. Never before has an aircraft been grounded globally so quickly. 387 737 MAXs were grounded immediately. More than 4,000 orders were delayed or cancelled. Boeing's stock price plummeted by more than 50%. CEO Dennis Muilenburg was forced to resign. Boeing has spent more than $20 billion to deal with the crisis, from compensation for victims to paying airlines for losses to supporting pilot retraining to improving designs. But the biggest loss is the global credibility that has kept Boeing ahead of all competitors for nearly a century. But Boeing continues to make mistakes and break promises. The 777 Next project, which was expected to be Boeing's new trump card, has been delayed several times. Initially scheduled for delivery in 2020, the schedule has now been pushed back to at least 2026, with the possibility of extending it to 2027 or 2028. The reasons include technical issues, failures during testing, and difficulties in obtaining flight safety certification. The 737 MAX 7 and MAX 10, the two main variants for the short-haul market, have yet to be certified by the FAA. The 787 Dreamliner, once praised for its advanced technology and fuel efficiency, has been plagued by manufacturing quality problems. Boeing is destroying its own legacy. The root cause lies deeper in the rotting corporate culture within Boeing. Boeing prioritizes speed over safety, the fateful race with Airbus. After Airbus launched the hugely successful A320neo with huge orders, Boeing fell into a state of defensive panic. Instead of investing in a systematic development of a new aircraft, Boeing chose to rapidly refurbish the outdated 737 line, leading to the hasty birth of the 737 MAX. Boeing's goal is no longer safety, it's speed to market. As a result, MCAS, a critical flight behavior control system, was introduced silently, without documentation, without training, without notification. To outdo Airbus, Boeing shortened the certification time, putting pressure on internal departments. They even signed the safety certificate themselves through a process called ODAY Organization Designation Authorization, which was once allowed by the FAA as a form of self-control. The result? Defects slip through the cracks because testers are under pressure to deliver from finance executives, not from aviation engineers. In recent years, Boeing has been caught repeatedly making basic manufacturing errors, something unthinkable for a leading company. Fuel leaks on the 787 Dreamliner, airframe structures found to be off standard after they were shipped. Externally, Boeing is losing strategic partners, Emirates, KLM, Qantas, because no one wants to wait for repeated promises that never come true. Internally, Boeing was plagued by internal problems. Employees spoke up warning of risks, but were ignored, even isolated. Leaked emails show Boeing engineers saying, "We are systematically hiding risks. I can't sleep knowing this plane is in service." After the scandals, the FAA went from partner to tough watchdog. Boeing lost its right to self-inspection, and every new aircraft model was scrutinized down to the last screw. What used to take 18 months to be approved now takes 5 years, and every small error made headlines around the world. The American and European press, and even the US Congress, all called Boeing not a faulty airline, but a problematic operating culture. Boeing, for the past 20 years, has been controlled by CEOs who come from finance and supply chain with no engineering roots. This causes them to make decisions based on spreadsheets rather than design diagrams. Sir Tim Clark, chairman of Emirates, one of Boeing's biggest customers, has repeatedly stressed that Boeing needs a CEO with an engineering background to address current issues. To fix Boeing's problems, the company needs strong engineering leadership, along with a management model that prioritizes safety and quality, he said. He also warned that restoring Boeing's position could take up to 5 years and would require a leader focused on doing the right thing. Alan Mulally, a former top engineer at Boeing and later CEO of Ford, is widely considered the ideal role model for engineering leadership. He led the Boeing 777 program and is credited with helping Boeing surpass Airbus in the 1990s. Tim Clark has cited Mulally as an example of successful engineering leadership. Kelly Ortberg, who will be named CEO of Boeing in August 2024, has a strong engineering background and more than 35 years of experience in the aerospace industry. He was an engineer at Texas Instruments and held several leadership positions at Rockwell Collins before joining Boeing. "I am committed to working with the company's more than 170,000 employees to continue that tradition with safety and quality as our top priorities," he said in announcing his appointment. Ortberg's appointment is seen by many in the industry as the right move to get Boeing's back on track to safety and quality. Boeing is at a crossroads. They have lost trust. They have lost a strategic customer. But all is not lost. All that is needed is for Boeing to face the truth and start over. What do you think about the future of Boeing? Don't forget to like and subscribe to the channel so you don't miss the most interesting information.